right, we're on.
Cool. Here we go. Episode 34. Everyone, thank you for joining us today at our Dice Haven Actual Play podcast. As always, if you want to know more about our show, you can visit us at patreon.com/Dicehaven. To learn more about it, you can access bonus content and even throw us some support. We definitely appreciate it. For all those who have already backed us, thank you so much. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's awesome to know you are enjoying listening. If you want to, you can follow us on Instagram at Dice Haven Podcast as well. I'm pretty sure we all follow it, so if you do that, you'll probably find us on there too. You know, now I guess I just invited the stalkers to come and hunt us down.
Yes.
But anyway, also just a special shout out. We got to chat with one of our listeners, Jeremiah. So thanks for listening, man. It was great getting to chat with you, and keep up the GM dream. It's a lot of fun, even if it is a lot of work. All right. Well, I think I may have already said it, but just to re-say it, I'm Mason, the GM.
And I am Stan. I play Jadis Gant, a warrior priest.
I'm Bailey. I play Tassan Nar, one of Jeremiah's two favorite characters.
I'm John. I play Captain Amasorian Kane, roommate of one of Jeremiah's favorite characters.
I am Chris. I play Reuben Glazer, a Harkoon, and Jeremiah, this howl is for you.
And I am Ta'ari. Oh my god, I'm doing a pulling a Stan. I am Jeff, playing Ta'ari. I'm inhabiting my character a bit too much.
You know what's awesome is you even took Stan's spot in the order, and you did a Stan, so well done.
Yeah, it was great. And so this is Jeff playing Ta'ari, a Katal warrior. And for some reason, I'm not Jeremiah's favorite character. I don't know why. But
When I asked him which ones he liked of mine, he said, "You don't even play characters, so none of them." I was like, "What?"
It's all of the characters.
He has met Buzz, so you know maybe he'll get to like Buzz even more.
I think Jadis hasn't chimed in though. Have you chimed in? Introduce yourself. What?
Yeah.
He was first.
He was before me. Yeah.
Have you been drinking?
We changed our routine and it messed us all up.
I did. I wish I'd been drinking at this point. I'd have an excuse at that then, but now I don't have it. Okay, so we ended last time with the heroic escape from the planet Cavil, which was being torn asunder by a civil war and being chased by these ships who didn't identify themselves but clearly had a desire to board. You given they were using weapons to stop you dead in your tracks.
That was scary.
I was fine. Hey, I can tell you guys were concerned. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, okay. Tassan, do you want to check out Daxon now and see if you need to give her some medical attention and also Ta'ari after that?
Yeah, it could be. I need to check out. I think I need to do surgery on Daxon and on Ta'ari. I don't think you need surgery. I think you just need healing.
Yeah, and then Jadis, if you want, I can take over the bridge for 8 hours and give you a chance to sleep if you want to start hitting shifts. Reuben, same thing. I mean, if you think the drives are in good shape, I'll just sit in the bridge and then the three of us can swap off 8-hour shifts.
Yeah, Captain, I'm going to swing by Medical Bay and talk to Tassan. I got some injuries from Planet, so I'm going to stop by and see what I need.
Wow, how's everybody doing? Jadis, you're okay.
I'm doing okay.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you and I, then if you want to take a rest, I'll take the first 8 hours and we can just start swapping.
Yeah, rest would be good unless anyone needs me for something.
I had to blow on the fire a little bit to get it going, so I'm kind of a little bit winded. I mean, thanks for asking, Captain. I almost breathed in some smoke and it was close.
Medical officer Tassan, please tend to the true injuries of the others on the crew.
Oh, got it.
I've got some smoke in my eye. I turned the calm off. Jadis, if you happen to walk by the med bay, can you kind of give him hit him in the shoulder? Got some smoke in my eye.
I'll try to get his
time.
Yeah, Reuben, yeah.
Can you take a look at this? I got hit by that robot, that killer robot that was trying to kill us.
Oh, of course, Reuben. I'll be glad to. Let me see.
So I am down to 0 on endurance and -2 down to 4 on dex. So do I need surgery or can I just heal up as we travel?
That's the surgery point, right? Any stat at 0, right?
It's It depends if it's one stat, two stats, or three. And I was trying to look it up and hoping to find it before you asked me that question.
I think if two stats are damaged, you have to do surgery.
Yeah, I think at this point you're in medical treatment. Let's double check, though. That's on page 78. Medical care. A traveler who has only one or two characteristics.
Only one or two. Okay.
Let me see here. That are damaged. So if you have damaged.
Okay.
Now you can get medical care. Medical care restores three plus the traveler's endurance plus the doctor's medical skill and characteristic points per day. And you divide them evenly among all damaged characteristics.
Oh, okay. So if you have three damaged characteristics, you need surgery. Otherwise, you just need medical care.
Yeah.
And then, so I just have two.
Okay.
Natural healing is when... Yeah, so you actually do natural healing too at this point. It's just slower because natural healing is just a D6 plus endurance modifier per full day of rest. Active medical care gets you three plus your endurance modifier plus the doc's med skill. And there's no dice where you just get it because he's
so, 10. Yeah, if you do medical care, it's at least five plus your endurance modifier.
Okay, so I will I'll let you tend to the more seriously injured who need surgery. I'll swing by for some medical care when you're done with those guys.
I don't think anybody actually needs surgery now that I reread the rules.
Surgery is necessary if... You have three characteristics that are damaged, not necessarily at zero.
Yeah, just damage.
Yeah, just damage.
Yeah, and unless Tahari has that, Daxon doesn't. So
no, I don't. I'm only at two. One's zero and one's damaged.
I took 2 points from the fall down the stairs, and I think I took a couple of cartilage injuries when Tahari threw me over his shoulder.
Okay, well, that's just medical care. I can take care of that too.
Some bruised ribs.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So anybody that wants medical care, you have to stay in the hospital. You have to stay in the medical bay that time. So
for a day, yeah.
For a day, yeah.
Okay. While you're getting the other patients tended to, I'm going to go find Buzz, and I'm going to come back to the medical bay for my stay. And from Buzz, I would like
nothing to do. So
yeah.
Yeah. From Buzz, I would like to request meals on the ship. For everybody, so that we can. Enjoy recovery meals. I would like to request one night to be gumbo loaf.
Gumbo loaf. Gumbo loaf.
You say gumbo loaf?
Gumbo loaf.
Gumbo loaf. Yeah.
That sounds
gumbo,
right.
What's a gumbo loaf?
Ruben is the captain of the ship. I rarely countermand your orders, but I would strongly recommend against them.
Buzz looks at Ruben, like, kind of out of view of the captain, and gives Ruben a wink.
some gumbo and jello would be nice. Maybe some pureed gumbo.
I like jello. Pureed gumbo.
And a peanut butter and gumbo sandwich.
With an Elvis Presley song going.
Hey, and gumbo parfait.
And Tassan was actually really excited about all those offerings. So if you could give him a double portion when you bring it to his, that'd be great.
I do like a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. When you're, just for the record, when you're under medical care, you're under doctor's orders, and the doctor sets the menu, right? Because I want to make sure you're getting the right levels of proteins and other good stuff. So, right, vegetables, right? So you're
vegetables.
I set the menu for the medical care patients, just so you know. That's the way it works. I'm the medical officer.
Well, that's fine. Just deliver my portion then that I would have had to Tassan, please.
We're all having leftover chicken. That's what we're having.
I push the button in the comm, and it goes to the whole ship. Attention. Attention. All members of the Cat's Claw crew. This is the captain. I just like doing this because we don't got any passengers on. Attention. Attention. I just like doing it. Okay, so real quick, guys. Hey, everybody can get their own cabin because we don't got any passengers this week, so... Feel free to grab your own cabin, go crazy. Don't get too used to it because you're going to be doubling up again. But feel free to get your own cabin. Oh, by the way, Daxon, you get the luxury suite. So I'll show you the luxury suite. It's really nice.
I'll take it.
I'll show her. I'll be glad to show her.
Okay, you can show her Sasan. Then I calm you subdermally, you dog.
You think she'll like the harpoon suit? Is that what you're saying, Admiral Kane? You think I should...
No.
Put that on?
No.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not. Just be yourself, but not that much yourself.
The GM is yes, please. Yes. Daxon, I'm assuming when you jumped, you don't need her on the bridge anymore.
No. Totally. She can do whatever she needs to do. And I give her a quick tour of the ship since she just got on a freaking, we drove on. So I give her a tour of the ship, show her the library is. She wants to access any files. If she needs access to anything in the system, please don't go into engineering. If you come on the bridge, just let me know and we'll let you on the bridge. I've got security there. But otherwise, she has access to the rest of the ship. Also, our steward can make anything that she'd like to eat.
I hear the gumbo's great.
Well, the gumbo's great. I would not recommend the gumbo loaf. I just want to be clear about that. So if that comes to your plate, pass. That's a hard pass.
Man, the whole time you're doing this tour... Oh, I apologize. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
She's always carrying that briefcase that you guys grabbed off the planet.
Perfect. I tell her, too, if she wants to secure that in the luxury suite. We also have a cargo hold, but I understand if she wants to keep it near, so...
Honestly, I think we never did take the time to open it and verify what was inside. I think we might want to do that.
Okay. Do you need either engineering expertise or computer expertise?
No. I can get this open. I just didn't want to do it, and I had assumption you might want to be present since you guys all seemed very interested in the fact that it could potentially be a progenitor artifact.
Well, we'd all be very interested. I obviously want to respect the privacy that you need, but we'd enjoy looking at it, especially, I'm sure, Jadis, given the connection to that organization.
No, it's at this point, I'm not concerned with the privacy of it. And as you're doing this, too, you've noticed that Daxon's wounds seem significantly better. More so than
like she's auto-healing with nanotech?
She's better than she would be under just standard rest. Right?
Yeah. Whether I think it's like nanotech in her blood or any
I mean, without doing knows, yep. medical checks or asking, you wouldn't know. But you
I'll accidentally prick her finger. Just kidding.
And she explodes. I'm just kidding. Okay, so I can open in privacy, but since it's just us.
No, I think. Hold on. I subdermally hit the core crew, not Buzz. Hey, guys. Daxon's going to open the case. She's offered if we want to see what's in there. Given it's a progenitor artifact, I know my curiosity is going through the roof. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yes.
Be there in a second.
Okay, cool. I'm going to just make sure our AI is operating fine and everything looks good on the ship, and then I'll head. Why don't we do this? We can do it on the dining table in the main hall because there's no passengers on board.
Fair enough. Out of character, Mason's like, I bet they're. I'm really wanting to know.
Yeah. Ta'ari is going to have his four sacks, just in case.
Oh, Jasan, you got your rig on your head, right?
Yeah, always.
Just record this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I would... That's one thing Daxon says, look, no recording on this. Given the nature of this device, I think it's best we don't keep video evidence.
I just hope it opens okay.
No, it'll open okay. This briefcase actually belongs to us.
Okay, that's good.
So, and she like has this, you get those like black light things that you can shine on a symbol and it will be seen but not otherwise. She pulls out a black light and she hangs it over, and on the top of the suitcase is that symbol. Very clear. The one that I showed you guys, the lurker symbol.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's on top. There's also a small one, too, on the side, which I think is what Ta'ari identified initially, but that other one is hidden, and it's like an extra layer of, verification. But this is the right chest. So is everyone present?
I am.
Yep.
Yeah.
She does her little code stuff to pop it open and opens the trunk. Or not the trunk, the little kind of briefcase thing. And inside is about the size of a Frisbee. It's similar in shape. It's disc-like. It's silver-looking. And despite being as old as it theoretically is, it looks fairly untarnished, right? You could tell it's old, but it still has a sheen to it. Circling the outer edge on the surface, so if you're looking like at the top of a disc, going around the outer edge are a bunch of different symbols that look entirely alien to all of you. Okay. Wow. Give me intelligence checks, just base intelligence checks. The target number on this is a 12. but.
Oh, yeah. Bummer. I got a 9 plus 2 is an 11.
Oh, so close.
A 5 for me.
Yeah, right, five.
Go ahead, Ren. Go ahead, Ren.
I was going to say 5. I got a 5, so apparently the gumbo loaf didn't sit well with me.
I got a 6, so I'm worried about this thing energizing or something.
I rolled 1 6 and the other one tumbled over and then was a 1, so I'm at a 9.
You got what?
A 9.
Oh, sorry, I missed that. All right, so no one, you know, catch anything, but she opens it up. Are you guys all, I'm assuming you're all standing there, like you guys weren't hiding in the corner, right?
No.
Yeah.
Correct.
Cool.
I come out of the corner.
It comes out of the corner, like nothing blows up. Okay. So she opens it and she goes, good, it's still here. And she picks it up and the backside is smooth, except there's a perfect, and now this is a perfect circle, right? There's a perfect like circle that's runs like a ring around it underneath about midway through. And if you were to lay it down, almost like the points of a compass, like a north, south, east, west. There's these little notches that come off that circle. And the circle is slightly indented, like carved out, if you will. Okay. And she goes, wow, it's even intact. As she's looking at this, you know, she's flipping it around and stuff. If you guys want to, you're well, you know, she's, you want to
look, yeah, at what's it do?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen it activate. I've only seen pictures. This is the
what's
first
it
time
supposed to do?
That I also don't know.
Let's put it back.
You want to take a look at it?
No.
These old artifacts. These old artifacts don't. They're just old artifacts. I've never seen anything activate before. As she's putting it back in the suitcase, well, I guess beforehand, you know, she asks if you want to take a look at it. Anyone want to take a look at it?
Oh yeah, I do.
Okay. So Tassan, she hands it over to you. Tassan, when you grab it, it feels a little warm to the touch. And as you're holding on to it and examining it, it begins to vibrate slightly, but it's like a humming vibration. It's not violent. And then the little symbols that go around the outside, they start to glow blue, and everybody in there, you start hearing this really high-pitched ringing sound in your ear.
Put it in the case.
Everyone give me an endurance check. Okay, I'm just like shaking his head.
Four.
Okay.
What's the target number?
It's pretty high. That's a 10.
Oh, okay. I got an 8.
Yeah.
Jada's got a 7.
7?
I got a 7.
7?
But question. My endurance is down still, and that affects the modifier, correct?
It does.
Oh, in that case, that's right. I have a 6.
Okay.
So what's the modifier for an endurance of 3? Is that like minus 3, minus 4?
No, like minus 2, I think.
Okay.
It's not bad.
So I rolled a 7.
Okay. Everyone who... Everyone who... Yeah, 3 to 5 is minus 1. Sorry. So you're just at minus 1. All right. So everyone failed, but I rolled for Buzz. As you're feeling this ringing, your head starts to pound with a headache. And the letters around the thing are glowing this blue, and they start subtle, and it gets brighter, and it gets brighter, and it gets brighter. You do notice one thing, though. Daxon seems to be totally fine. And she's kind of starting to worry, like, what's going on? What's going on? And she knocks it out of your hands, Tassan, right when all of you pass out.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
All of you. Right. You do when you finally come back to, you're all sitting in your how big is your medical bay again? Does it have like several beds, one bed? What is it?
Two beds, I believe.
It's 5 tons, so that probably at least I'm guessing 2 to 4 beds. I can check this back.
Okay. So, well, when you guys wake up, you're actually all in your own beds.
Okay.
In your rooms, right?
Okay.
Son, Kane, you're in your room. I think Ruben and Jadis were bunking together, and Ta'ari, you're in your bunk with Buzz, right?
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So you all wake up. You in your separate rooms. You have no idea how long you've been out.
I come flying out of bed with my claws bared, looking to attack something.
Okay.
Yeah, I immediately head out to the bridge.
Yeah, I'm going to the bridge as well.
All right, so you get up, and when you guys head out, your rooms, you don't have to cross through the...
Arboretums.
Yeah, I got to go through the arboretum, I think.
Well, yeah, we all do.
The common area where the chow hall is.
Tari has to go to the common area, and nobody else does.
Okay. So, okay, that's fine. So you guys all come through there. The suitcase isn't in the, or the briefcase isn't in the common area. When you guys get to the bridge, Daxon's actually in the bridge, sitting there. She has a suitcase by her hands. She says, "Oh my God, you're awake. Are you okay?
Are you okay? Are you okay?"
"Yeah, I don't, nothing happened to me. And it was just you.
Just Did you me? See the light?"
"I saw it was glowing a little bit, but I mean, it didn't do anything else. I knocked it out of your hands because it didn't glow when I touched it, so I thought maybe, I don't know, it was the first thing I could think of to do. It glowed a little bit after that, and then you guys passed out, and then it stopped."
"When you say Very we shameful. Passed out, you mean all of us?"
"All of you. I mean,
the Including cook. Buzz?"
"Yep. So I...
Is everybody here, including Buzz, or who's here?"
Right now, I think it was just because Captain Kane, Tassan, Jadis, Aruba, when you guys come out, you're connects to the like the garden area, right?
Right, right. Which also connects to the bridge.
Yeah, yeah. I stayed in my cabin just for a moment to go into my fur fluffing machine that Tassan gave me. So, so I want to be presentable when I go back out. So I'm just gonna gotcha. Take a moment.
That's fair. That's great.
And I'll show up a few minutes late to the.
You look good.
Something I didn't point out, but you all, when you woke up, you did have IVs hooked up as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
She goes, "Yeah, I'm assuming you pull them out or whatever." So Captain and Tassan, you get to the bridge. Jadis, what did you do?
I went to the bridge.
You don't want to wait for Ruben to finish his fur fluffing?
No, I don't.
Okay. You guys all kind of come out at the same time, you know, within a few seconds, and meet up together and go in.
I asked Jadis, "Is Ruben okay?"
"I heard his hair fluffing dryer whirring, so I think he's okay."
She says, "This is the weird part is you guys have been out for 3 days."
"3 days?"
"Yeah, we're still in jump, but I hooked up IVs and I've been keeping an eye on you. I think whatever happened to your cook, he seemed to take the worst of it. He's been feverish and sweaty and all sorts of bad." And that's about the time Ta'ari, who's been bolting through the ship, comes running.
So I'm running through the ship with my claws bared. I'm dragging the IV bags behind me. I'm not taking the time. And I come in the thing and I see her and I'm baring my claws and says, "What did you do to us?"
Whoa.
I immediately interpose myself between Ta'ari and her and say, "It wasn't her, Ta'ari. It's the device."
"So I don't know what happened, but that's not the first artifact I've handled, and all my life I've never seen that happen."
Well,
the lesson learned here is don't mess with technology we don't understand.
"Well, I've seen plenty of people handle these, and that's never happened. Are you guys okay? You guys feel all right?"
Tassan can check us out medically here in a little bit. I think we need to do that. Let me take or Jadis, you want to take the bridge chair?
Yeah, I'll take the bridge.
So real
check
quick.
Check out all the systems.
When she asked that question, that's when you guys notice kind of first time, because, you know, you jump up, you're groggy, you're like, "What the hell just happened?" And you're running around. That's when you have a moment to breathe. You go, "Oh, you actually feel slightly different. You don't know what it is, but you just know yourself." You go, "Yeah, something's not the same."
All right.
Tassan, can you start running medical tests on everybody?
Yep, I was going to say, one at a time, come to the lab and let me start running tests on everybody. We'll collect some samples and
What kind of samples?
it depends on the patient what type of samples we have to create. It also sounds like I need to look at Buzz. He sounds like he's got the worst of it. At least we're up and around.
Yeah,
Tahari, did Buzz wake up when you woke up, or
he bolted Buzz so in fast. The
room? Yeah, y'all stay in the same room.
This one did not see him.
Oh, okay. Maybe Buzz is invisible.
Buzz is dragging, or not Buzz, Ta'ari is dragging an IV bag and a little pole behind him, too. So
like squirting, like saline out the side.
Yeah, well, let me go check on Buzz, and then one at a time, you guys come to the sick bay, and I'll start running tests and taking samples, and so nobody pee. I gotta take urine samples and other samples. So, let me go check on Buzz.
All right, I want to pull Dax and...
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
If I have a chance, I'll pull Dax, when it's my time, pull Dax in the side.
Oh, go ahead.
So, when the room's cleared a little bit...
Sure.
I pop my claws back in, and I seem to calm down, but when I get a moment, I look at her, and I bare my teeth. I say, Dax and Hunter, if I found out you did something, the wounds you suffered on that planet will be the least of your worries.
And then she says to you, in native Katal, she pulls out a knife and she hands it to you, blade handle first, and she says, "If I have been a part of this, you may take my life willingly."
So I step back, startled.
And I'm, in my brain is like a thing, yeah. Culture, you know,
symbolic. That's her bearing her claw.
Yeah, but she's offering you the blade. Like, if I've been a part of this, you may take. I willingly give you my life.
So I will tap the blade with my dew claw and say, okay. "I see you have honor. This is not necessary. Honor, dishonor was not meant by that accusation. But you have to understand this one's position."
Oh, still in your native language, she says, "No, it is understood. This one takes no dishonor in your appropriate actions."
Well, I will bow and curtly turn around, and as I'm turning, I'm ripping the ivies out of my bag and just throwing them on the ground and stalking into medical bay.
Gotcha. And she's the captain. I can dismiss myself if you want, you know, your bridge alone.
I'll go check out Buzz.
Yeah, so Buzz, you get in there and Buzz is like in one of those cold sweats, hooked up to an IV. You can tell that she seems to have been actively like keeping an eye on you guys, because he's not just like super filthy, right? I don't think she's stripped him down and bathed him that kind of way, but she's clearly not just ignored the fact that you guys are unconscious unexpectedly.
He probably ate most of the loaf before he got in there.
It's really totally unrelated. He just, nobody else wants
the loaf.
Right. So, do you have any medical equipment with you? Want to do some checks?
I'm sure I can walk and go get it real quick, right? So,
sure. Get a hand, and they can.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I'll calm everybody. I'll calm everybody and say, I need to get Buzz to the sick bay. So if somebody can come help
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I feel ashamed for leaving.
I'll come help. I'm actually learning medicine right now, so I'm gonna go with him.
And Jadis, you're hanging out on the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to do like a general,
I'll assist you in any way I can.
Okay. If you, I think you were going to check out, make sure nothing was tampered with. You could do like a general.
Yeah.
I want electronics check.
Yeah, I wanted to check the chronometer and make sure that being out for several days is correct.
Like, you don't have to roll for that. You've been out for 3 days.
Okay.
I mean, technically, like a couple hours under 3 days, if you really want to get an integrity, but
okay. Yeah. All right, so any kind of, basically I want to check the instrumentation and make sure that nothing's been tampered with on the...
Sure. If you don't trust what I'm telling you, you can roll for it, but you check everything and everything seems to be as it should.
Okay, that's fine.
For a jump, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because you do this, you're a pilot, like this is stuff you just do, like running through your checklist kind of stuff, so.
Sure.
Hey, Jadis.
Yeah.
I calm you. Check all the video cameras for the last 3 days. See what she was doing on the ship. Obviously, we don't have videos in the cabins themselves, but all the common areas have video. So just scan through it. And if you need to help the AI, I can help you zoom to any scenes where she's in it.
All right. Roger, Captain. So I do that.
Okay. So you're checking. You got 3 days of footage to go through. So you're watching through this. meanwhile, there, you could do the thing where you like fast watch it, but... Meanwhile, we flash over to them carrying Buzz to the med bay. You get Buzz in bed, and you can start doing some scans. So give me some medical checks on him. Is there any particular thing you want to look at, or do you just want to do a medical check and let me tell you what you find out?
Yeah, I'll just do a medical check, and I mean, I'm, you know, looking to see if he has any weird viruses. I mean, I'll run his blood and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Right.
Intelligence plus med.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9
Nice. So 9, you check him out. No sign of a virus, like a cold or anything like that. He's no food poisoning, so it wasn't the gumbo loaf. maybe the gumbo parfait, who knows?
Right, that would be bad.
yeah. He's, but his body is responding like it's been attacked by something, but you can't find anything. It's almost like it's, well, you only got a one effect. It just, he's reacting like something's attacking him, but there's no sign of disease or chemicals or nanobots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, more effects. I'll keep him in one of the beds and just,
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll just keep him
And he's, as far as his vitals go, he seems stable. I mean, he's got cold sweats and stuff, but he's not, his heart rate or any of that kind of stuff doesn't tell you, oh, I need to watch him like a hawk, otherwise he's going to spontaneously die, right?
He's like, it's like he has it. It's like he has some type of disease or something, but I don't, but none of that's showing up. So.
Right.
Yep. I do.
All right. Son, what kind of samples you need since I'm sitting here with you?
With you, I need a blood
sample. Be careful.
I need a blood sample and a urine sample.
That sounds straightforward.
See, that's what I was asking for.
Yeah, that's good.
Blood and urine. Yep, yep, for you.
I'll be right back with the urine sample.
Other races may need more extensive sampling.
Well, I understand that, and you're fully free to make as many samples with other races that you can get away with. But if they do stub you in the closet or the armory, I will come get you out.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
And they could put that bomb back on there and leave him locked in.
That would be bad.
Hey, Mason, did we have any natural healing over those 3 days that we can roll for?
Oh, yeah. So you guys actually, you would come out of this healed back up entirely.
Entirely?
Yep.
Regardless,
I mean, you don't the points you permanently lost, you won't get back, you know, from back then, but you're back, you wake up and your body has recovered totally. Also, Daxon is entirely spick span brand new.
But that is that's more than 3 days bed rest. Or you just kind of hand waving
it. Depends on how bad you're hurt, really.
Yeah, because I was hurt about almost 12 points.
Yeah.
Isn't it 1d6 plus your endurance?
I guess I could have rolled that high. So this is what I'm asking: is this unusual amount of healing, or is this within the normal realm of healing?
I would say it's within the potential normal realm of healing,
but maybe the high end.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. Right. But also, she kept IV bags on you, so
there was some medical care.
What's going on? You don't know, but you are not injured.
Okay.
As all of you, like, there's even no scarring. You look fine.
Okay, so this is unusual then.
It seems to be. Yeah. So back to the bridge. Jadis, you sped read through or sped watched videotapes, and all you've seen is Daxon drag you guys to your rooms, hook you up to IVs, and just kind of keeps an eye on the bridge occasionally. Checks on you guys occasionally. She spends a little bit of time examining the artifact here and there. Like, you get the impression like she's looking at it really closely, trying to figure out, you know, what happened.
Yeah.
But whenever she messes with it, it never glows. Nothing ever happens. She puts it back up. She eats. She just, nothing unusual. Just keeping an eye on the bridge and changing IV bags.
Got it. So I calm the entire crew. Minus Daxon, and say, hey, I looked, everything checks out. Daxon's telling the truth, and I didn't see anything else going on during the time we were out.
This one's curious. Do you have footage of when we were knocked unconscious?
That would be in there. Also, Jay, just give me a recon check.
Got a total of a 7.
You only need to do 6 because you're watching the footage very intently. This isn't weird necessarily, but you've noticed that everything Daxon does, it's like she already knows where everything's at. Like, she went in there, she didn't have to look for IV bags. She didn't have to She didn't look unsure when she was checking control panels. Everything seemed extremely professional and like she'd been there, done that before. Right?
Okay.
Which isn't a big deal, it's just interesting, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell that over the comms in case Daxon is listening.
over the speakerphone?
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, I'll wait till a private moment. And I'm not trusting the technology because I'm, with all her tricked out enhancements, I'm wondering if she can like hear everything we say.
Gotcha. And one thing you did notice is she never plugged into your system. Like she plugged in to do that communication thing. When you guys were out, she never did that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, she would just pop in, check, make sure nothing weird had happened and gone about her business.
Okay.
As Tari, you had asked about when the thing went off, right?
Yeah, if it's some chance over the next hour or two, I want to review that footage.
Sure. Well, I'm assuming Jadis would have started there. So you can head up there, unless you guys have something else you want to take care of in the meantime. Jadis, Tari can head up to the bridge.
Whenever it's my turn for Tassan to examine me, I'll go in there. But I want to spend the time reviewing it very carefully.
Sure.
So
go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll just after I give him my samples, I'll probably go get Ruben next and then have him do his. And then I'll let him know that just be careful. All he asked from me was urine and blood, but I think you're going to get a little extra sampling.
Gotcha. All right. So, Tassan, go ahead and give me a check running the samples from the captain.
Not very good.
Run them good.
that wasn't that very good. That's. So that's, what is that? Well, mental problems. So that's 3 plus 4, which is, what is that, 7.
Plus med, plus intelligence?
Does the sickbay give me anything?
Let me check. I thought it gave me a plus 2.
It might do something.
Because right now I'm at 7.
Everything looks good here. Everything's fine. Nothing to worry about here.
Right, yeah.
Just a fun little...
I'm also doing like a full physical, right? I'm testing their reflex.
Medical bay gives you +1 on all medic checks, and it has 5. It can take up to 5 people in there, 5 patients.
Okay, so 8. Okay. So I was 8 on his samples. I'm also doing like a physical, right? I'm testing their reflexes.
Turn left and cough.
Yeah, turn left and cough, testing their knee reflexes, shining out light in their eye, and see if the pupil reacts. That's actually one of the big ones I'm doing is testing to see if the pupil dilates correctly, right? Because that's a sign for other things.
Sure.
Mental problems.
So, as you're checking, what'd you roll for checking the captain?
So it was an 8. You said
did you include the other, it's +1 for the med bay, and you get +1 for the computer software, too.
So a 9, altogether.
Okay, so you check the stuff that you check is blood, is urine, etc. That all comes back, seems healthy.
Okay.
Right. With the 9, you don't get any special information or any discovery. His reflexes, everything seemed to be fine. So as far as you're aware, everything with the captain, he seems okay. He just slept a couple of days straight.
You said I feel weird?
There is something that you feel different.
Like more energized, less energized, headaches.
For you, something like a mental acuity. It's you can't quite figure it out. It's almost there's something foggy about it, but there's also something different about it.
But am I getting headaches or any kind of pain?
Mm-mm. No. Okay. You can think just fine, but there's like it's like there's something at the edge of your mind that you can barely tell's there that wasn't there before, for lack of a better explanation.
Okay, Tassan, after he checks everybody out in the med bay, I want to play him a game of chess and find out if my mental acuity's been impacted.
Okay. That works.
But that'll be after everybody, is tested.
Sure.
Plus, I want a rematch, and I smile at him.
No, that's fair. All right, Ruben? You go next, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I stroll into the med bay very confident with my fur kind of flowing in a very David Hasselhoff sort of way. And Tassan, I'm here. Captain told me to come on in and get my... He said he needs you a sample or something?
Yep, so we're going to do a quick physical. We're going to test your reflexes. We're going to do your weight.
I'm going to shine a light in your eyes to see the thing and then to see the reaction of your pupil. And then I need you to pant some because you're a harpoon. So I got to make sure that you're still, that's how you're getting rid of your heat, right? Because that's how harpoons, you know, you pant when you're heated up.
Makes sense.
Right. And then we'll do a hearing test. We'll do, I'll need some blood, just a little bit, a couple of vials. I'll need a urine test and a fur sample.
I knew this was coming. You don't need a fur sample.
Well, no, you do, because let me see. I knew you were going to say that I didn't need a fur sample, so I knew that. So the reason why I need a fur sample is because you can see the changes, like you know, if you smoke the stuff that I'm growing,
chemicals,
right? I can see the chemicals in your hair. Mm-hmm. That's very true. You can look it up.
I stick my head in from the hallway because I was waiting out there because I wanted to hear this. I lean in and go, makes sense, and I walk away.
All right. I'll give you a first sample.
Yes, that's great. Thank you. all right. Well, here, just hop up on here and we'll do all the tests.
But I will only consent to this exam if you perform it while wearing your harpoon costume.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
All right, good.
Okay, I mean, I don't have a problem with that. Let me go change.
This always gets weird. It can't not get weird.
At least he's not in the armor.
I just want to see who comes in next when they see two harpoons sitting in the med bay.
You know, this is how you get little baby harpoons, you know. I'm pretty sure
this isn't the way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
One harpoon's like, okay, turn left and cough. It's... Okay. Right, so go ahead.
Medical? You want a medical check?
Yeah. All right. I didn't mean to step on your toes there.
No, that's fine. 11, 13, plus two more is 15 for Alan.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what you found out is that he's actually been secretly doing harpoon crack, but he hasn't told anybody.
Aha! Sorry.
No, you. He's perfectly healthy, no hidden virus or anything like that. But when you're examining his heart, when you examine them, they're hard particles. His hair that you took, or his fur as you call it, at the base of it, you know where the new growth is. Looking under a microscope, it seems slightly different, right?
Okay.
Like there was some, but the 15, it's a kind of difference that you think in some of your more recent studies, since you kind of leveled up, so to speak, your medical stuff, that there might be a shift in like DNA structure.
All right. So I'll look at that. And I'll look at all. So, Reuben, I need you to sit down here on this on the bed here. This is I'm just gonna say it. Something's wrong. It's something different, and there's something
is it bad, Doc?
No, actually, I don't know. It's just different. So, but I thought you should know. It's
my gallbladder.
No, when I was looking at your fur, it was actually really important that I looked at your fur. I noticed at the very end of it where the new growth was, it's actually like the DNA there is changing. Some of the structure is different than the rest of the hair. So I don't know.
I should think so. Have you seen how luxurious this fur is today?
I know. I think it's the hairstyler. I mean, that thing is wonderful. I gotta get one for
pretty
mine.
Pretty good. Yeah. High bar.
Okay.
Good thing it's not gallstones, though, because harpoon gallstones, they're, like, epic.
Yeah, they're bad.
Golf balls, man.
So,
hey, Mason, how do I feel? You said we all feel different.
Since you've woken up, you've basically kind of gone to the bridge and then and hung out there, maybe got a bite to eat, and now you're in here getting, you know, given your samples. You feel different, too, but it's not... It's in a different way than how I describe Captain Kane. There's something about, it's almost like an emotion or a feeling that you have that seems foreign. It's at the very edge of perception. There's enough there where you're like, yeah, I don't know what this is, but there's something different.
Is it uncomfortable or just an awareness of something?
If anything, the closest description you might come with is it's a very vague, distant understanding. But you don't know what it, of what. You just like, there's something about...
Okay.
That you just feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's a different level of understanding of something.
Gotcha.
It's very much a feeling, right?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Very good. Well, thank you, Tassan.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's clear my fur is superior to most other furs around.
That's the
don't
best.
Tell that
I
to
mean,
Tari, though.
I'll tell him. I mean, you know, yours is, I've always said it smells like hibiscus, and I love that. It's really nice.
All right. I'm going to have Buzz send you some extra gumbo when it gets better.
Oh, no. Peanut butter and jelly.
All right. Thanks, Stefan.
All right. Thanks, Ruby. You're looking great. All right. I'll stay in my Harcoon outfit and wait for the next person to come in.
I think that's Tari.
why this is going on, I was reviewing the security footage of the incident.
Okay, so you see it's getting, you know, you go in there, she opens the trunk, looks at it. Captain's like, nah, I don't want to touch it. Tassan grabs it, and you see the same thing you saw visually when you were there, except the footage of the thing, it starts to, like, get fuzzy. And then as the lights on the device get brighter, or the artifact get brighter, it goes like all fuzzy, and then when it comes back to normal, you guys are all unconscious, and Daxon's like, you know, checking what's going on.
So she's not she looks shocked.
Yeah, she's like, she puts the thing and closes it in the case really fast, and then she starts checking, you know, the captain's the closest, so she checks on him, and then she checks on Tassan and everybody. One thing is, whenever, right when it starts to get fuzzy, you do notice that you guys are kind of, you know, maybe grabbing your head or looking like something's going on. You can see that Buzz is like bent over on his knees, like in kind of pain. Like
he's taking it worse.
Right.
Do, because it was like kind of involuntary reaction. Do I draw my claws when this happens? Like, what am I doing?
Oh, interesting. It's really roll. Give me just the roll 2d6.
A 10.
Okay, you don't draw your claws. Like, you seem to maintain a little bit of control here, right?
Okay.
Even though there's pain, and you probably first thought was what's going on, I'm being attacked, right? There's enough control. You don't throw your claws out.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking for.
Right.
Okay. So it looks pretty standard, but it does look like Buzz. So maybe when I'm walking to the med bay, I'll calm Tassan. Well, I'm about to seize Tassan, so we'll see him in 2 seconds.
That's true. Well, you know, but Jadis was going to calm the captain. He's right next to him, so. All right, so Tari, you walk into the med bay, and there is a man wearing a cosplay outfit of a Harcoon. And at this distance, it's clearly a cosplay outfit, but it's still a very good one.
Very good. I think I've seen this before, right?
Yeah, you have. Yeah. He showed up one day with it, and you're like, "Who is this other Harcoon?"
Oh yeah. we'll say Tassan, right, Tassan medic.
Yes. All right.
Can you perform your duties adequately in that?
Yep, I just did for Ruben. And really well, actually, better than it went for the admiral. So here's what we're going to do. It's a full physical testing reactions. I'm going to shine a light in your eyes. I'm going to need you to, I'm going to need some saliva too. I got to check that because something's going on here. I need a urine I need urine sample. I need, what other kind of sample do I need? Oh, blood, and I need a fur sample.
You haven't asked for a fecal sample yet.
My bushy eyebrows raise up. Is it, you need this one's fur?
Yep, because on Reuben, I actually found that something has changed about his fur over the last 3 days.
If this one finds you're using fur for anything else than medical purposes, there will be problems.
I don't use it for anything.
This one is curious. Do you need?
In my defense, I have a lot of your fur from when I did that surgery, so if I need, I got.
You kept that?
Well, I have to dispose of it properly.
But is it gone?
Oh, I haven't disposed of it yet. It's not none of the medical's disposal is right over there, so I haven't disposed of it yet.
My human friend, perhaps after this, we'll make sure it's disposed of properly.
Okay, you can dispose of it, sure. Throw it out in space or something.
Would you like a sample from this one's musk gland?
Yeah, that too. Yeah, any kind of secretion. Except for poop. I don't want poop.
In Catal physiology, that is a standard practice.
All right, yep. We'll do all that. I'll test it all. That might be, maybe with Admiral Kane, I should have got his poop. I didn't think about that.
So that's a no.
You got all the samples. You can roll those dice.
The scene goes dark when I do my musk gland, by the way. That the camera blurs a little bit.
But just in your musk gland area.
Yeah. We don't need to get into details.
It slowly pans away towards the corner of the room as romantic music starts to play.
only Buzz gets to see that. Soaks his roommate. So that's a 10.
All right. So you find the same thing as far as overall health. He's fine. Having his first samples and having discovered this with Ruben, you look more closely at that thing here. So the target number is a little lower. And you see a similar evidence that there has also been some kind of change on the DNA level with him.
Okay. All right, Tari. So I run all my tests. And you have sign of the same thing that Ruben did. The very, very base of your fur, right where it grows, the structure is starting to change. It's concerning. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's negative or positive, but basically it's almost like your DNA has changed. So I don't know what it means, but we got to keep an eye on this.
And for Ta'ari, when you give him your musk sample there, there's
is it more
something
pungent than normal.
Yeah, and maybe for the humans they don't notice, right? Mm. But you notice, it's still my scent, but there's something different about it, right?
Is it stronger, like a more healthy version of me?
Yeah, I think that might be a decent way to describe it. You don't know what it is, why it's changed, but it's enough of an indication that you're like,
Does it now smell like hibiscus?
Like super hibiscus.
Nice.
White tea leaf hibiscus.
San medic.
The
secretion of my musk seems to be changed.
All right. Well, I've never had a sample of that before when we did surgery or any other time, but I'll keep this and we'll catalog it from here to see if it changes from now on.
This one's curious. You have done several operations on me. Do you have a genetic profile? Perhaps you could compare them more closely?
Yeah, I could. It'll take me some time.
I mean, out of character, you've done my arm. You did major surgery on me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, just a thought.
The arm, all that data would have been left to the company.
Yeah, that's true.
Worked at, yeah. The other stuff, like the interesting thing about like that level of information, like DNA stuff, you don't really check that unless you feel like there's a need to, right?
Right.
It's so like deep as far as medical digging goes. Right. So when you're doing surgery, you don't really ever check that unless you have a very distinctive reason.
Okay.
So he will have other stuff on record. Like he could probably check, I don't know if he like blood samples, that kind of stuff. I don't know if he would have a way to.
Yeah, I probably can't go back and.
I just know he collects odd things, so who knows what else he collected.
That he does. All right.
Okay.
So as you leave Tara.
Guys, he's got the fur from the previous surgery. He just said that he's got the fur.
Right. Oh.
Tara, as you get finished with your exam and you leave, there's something. You almost feel like you're holding back in your movements. Can't figure out why, but there's something as you feel like you're moving normally, but there's also a sense of like I'm holding back.
Like I could do more?
Maybe.
Is it enough to impair my abilities right now?
As far as your motion and movement and how you feel functionally is all the same. Like you feel very normal. There's just this like at the edge of your physical awareness, You're just aware that there's something that's there, but not there yet.
Okay, I'll take note of that and keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
All right, Jadis, I need you to come to the medical bay before I can run and test on you also.
The probes are ready.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right, Jadis, we're going to do a full physical. We're going to test your reflexes. We need a urine sample. We need a blood sample. I actually need a small hair sample. And I actually, also from your musk glands. Also,
musk. I have musk.
Oh wait, that's from Tara Reed. Sorry.
This does not inspire a great confidence.
Yeah, all right,
I will give you these samples, but I, as I mentioned earlier, Evolution X and all this genetic stuff makes me nervous. So I'm giving you this with reluctance, but okay.
All right. Well, as long as you give it, that's what matters.
You're okay.
All right.
I don't know, but since he gave it reluctantly, you have a bane because it's all not right. As good. I'm kidding. You don't have a bane.
That's a 12.
Oh, nice. So with the 12, you get... Did you take hair samples from him?
For it. I've never gotten healed by Tassan.
I mean just now. Did he just now ask for hair samples? Okay, so you find the same thing, like the same markers that something is different with him genetically. Okay. Otherwise, he's as healthy as can be. Reflexes check out fine. As you're checking him, one thing you notice is that his eyes' responsiveness seems sharper and more, even more precise than it was before when you did the... when you first come on a crew, you do here's a baseline physical. Right. It's fractions of a millisecond kind of thing, but you got all these high-tech tools and you're checking, you're like, that's interesting.
Right. So, Jadis, you have what the other guys have. Oh, I need to go back. I need to get Captain Kane in here real quick. Something has changed with your DNA. Your hair growth over your last 3 days is... I can see it in the follicle, the beginning of the follicle. And also, your pupil dilation is faster than... I've never really checked your dilation before, but it's super fast. So I don't know what that is, but I want to keep an eye on that. Anything you find weird, just let me know. Or anything that happens weird, or you feel weird, or let me know.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that, I think.
Okay. All right. It could be a sign of a brain tumor. It could be. I don't know.
Admiral Kane, to the med bay, please. On the double, this is Chief Medical Officer Tassan. Captain Admiral Kane.
Yeah, I'll be right. I'll be right there. Bay. I'll be right there. I know where you are. I'll be right there.
Okay, great.
So I walk in. I'm like Harkoon Nar.
Yes, Admiral roommate.
Oh no. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you feel like you can perform your duties effectively in that costume?
I'm gonna be honest, Admiral Roommate. What? You know, I did your physical.
Yep, and it was bad. Like you seemed rushed and distracted.
Right, and Ruben had me put on the Harkoon cosplay outfit. And after that, through the roof. I'm killing it.
Okay, as much as it pains me, keep the costume on.
Killing it in a sick bay. Never say killing it in a sick bay. It's a horrible thing to say.
It's like saying bomb in an airport.
Right. No. So, I need a hair sample. Seriously, I need a hair sample.
Yeah, I pull one out of my beard and I give you one.
All right. And so while I'm working on it, I'll say, okay, and I'll go through and I'll tell him what I saw with everybody.
Gotcha.
Really?
You don't have to roll for this because you've done it. You know what you're looking for. You're after it, so you're not shooting in the dark. Okay. And you find the similar markers.
Yeah, so I tell him the same thing.
So we've been genetically modified somehow.
Tassan,
what is our lesson that we've learned, or not learned, perhaps?
That if you touch old things, you might get genetically modified.
Genetically
modified. That is correct. And what's worse than that is we don't know if this is good or bad.
Well... That's very true.
Keep working your medical skills, because the more you can figure out what you did, the better we can resolve it.
My defense, all I did was just hold it. I didn't play with it. I just held it.
Did you remember how I said put it back in the box?
I know, but I was really curious.
Yes, and I know you were. Sometimes that curiosity may cause us real problems.
You know what? It was a good thing that Tahari didn't grab it, because curiosity kills cats.
I shake my head. I just walk out.
All right, and Mason, then I'll run samples on myself too.
I kind of thought you would. And now that you really you know what you're looking for, you just pull a hair out and you check, because you know, right. You feel fine, and you check, and you similar markers. Something is different. And it's not a huge difference, right? Just there's enough of a change, like you can say, huh, there's something different here. Right. And just to be fair, I'm not a medical expert in real life. If none of this works.
No,
it's super sci-fi.
I lean back in the midbay to San. All seriousness, how is our good friend the cook doing?
Buzz?
He hasn't run the test on Buzz yet.
Yeah, I'm running on Buzz yet.
Let me finish describing to San, because everyone got a little thing.
Yep.
You know, you're going through this test, and you know you're also beginning to get similar awareness of the difference, right? It's faint, it's out on the edge, but it's like you can almost hear something that's not actually there. It's like off in the distance, like maybe someone's talking into a pillow, but at the end of a long tunnel, like you just barely get a faint hint of it. You don't know what it is, but and it's not, you don't hear it in your ears, like it's internally there's a thing happening.
So as soon as I figure that out, I'll run to my cabin and turn on my Spear of Solace and see if I still hear it.
Okay, so you bolt to your cabin, you turn your Spear of Solace, and you don't hear anything.
Okay. Alright.
Yeah. You still feel different, but...
No, I get it. Yeah.
Right. And it's not like a persistent hearing. In fact, as soon as you leave the medical bay, it starts fading.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Alright. And then I'll run the test on Buzz.
Same thing on Buzz.
Yeah, same thing.
But what you notice is DNA is he's got a new recipe for a different gumbo now, so...
Oh! Praise the gumbo gods.
same markers. Something's different.
Okay.
But, you know, he's not a player in the table, so he doesn't get to... You know, guys don't get to hear the description of what he's going through.
Right.
Plus, he's having difficulties.
He is having difficulties. Yeah. All right, I think, unless you have one more thing you want to say, I think that's a good spot to end, having discovered these unusual
changes. Okay, we need to do one thing. Captain Kane?
Yep, let's do it.
I got to tell you, Admiral Kane, I lied to you about the way this game works. It's not chess. It's actually a naval war game.
Yeah, exactly.
I told you the rules all wrong, and I'm sorry about that, but
I read the rules last week and realized that you had told me the rules wrong, and I'm willing to play the game correctly.
Okay, all right, dang it.
200 credits on Kane. I'm betting 200 credits on Kane.
Okay, before you do this, Kane, okay? You guys are playing, and as you're playing, you get a mild headache. It's very faint. And there's something you think, I could push harder if I want to push harder. Do you want to do it?
No. I will not.
Okay.
So I am out of game very conservative.
I am out of game very disappointed.
Right, there you go. But Tassan felt the same feeling, right?
No, Tassan right now isn't feeling anything.
Oh, it's just me. Yeah, I do not at all. In fact,
I mean, you don't know Tassan's not feeling anything, but...
Well, I ask him. I say, Tassan, I feel strangely. Do you feel in a strange way?
I love you too, Captain.
No. By the way, are you wearing the fur costume? Are you wearing the harpoon costume?
I haven't taken it off yet. No.
Smart.
Trying to game you. Tassan is actually trying to focus on Admiral Kane, because Tassan's trying to figure out, like, now that the Admiral knows that it's actually a naval tactics game, right? So Tassan is trying to, like, really focus on his moves and his, like, what he's doing. So Tassan is focusing very heavily on the Admiral.
Gotcha.
Tassan knows he doesn't stand a chance on naval tactics. No,
When I was in the medical bay earlier, I heard some people talking far away, like on the other side of the ship.
And you don't know if it was people talking for sure.
That's what I'm describing.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Tassan, are you serious?
I'm serious, yeah.
I only say that out of character because I want to make sure I didn't misdescribe it.
No. I mean, I was feeling
this strange pressure while we were playing. I don't know if I'm having some kind of a stroke, but I definitely, after we finish the game, that we need to finish the game. After we finish the game, I would love for you to check me out again.
Okay. All right. Yep. All right.
All right, what are those dice numbers?
Okay, I rolled, I'll declare. Okay. So I got an 8 rolled. I got 2 for naval tactics and 2 for my intelligence, so I have a 12.
All right, so I rolled a 7 plus 2 for my intelligence, minus 3 for my naval tactics. So that puts me at a 6.
Okay, so tomorrow we go play chess.
Okay, great.
Yep, we'll take turns. By the way, you need to learn naval tactics. I think you can be a hell of an officer.
Oh, aye. I'm a roommate.
Well, the costume, I still can't take you seriously.
That's right. See you saluting in a harpoon costume. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, as you finish the game, when I say headache, it's just like very faint, right? As you finish the game, it fades.
And I still have it at the end scene. I have Tassan go run tests on me again, and I'm just nervous.
Okay, I think we'll end, though, at the end of that game, and then we can pick up on after that. So that is where 34 will end.
Perfect.
That was awesome.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. You guys get an XP, and everyone get a banked boon, because fun role play, but also, you know, some pivotal moments we've seen here, I think.
Nice.
Where I gave all of you some version of cancer and...
We all got melanoma.
Oh man.
Our space cancer. Spancer. Give you Spancer.
Spancer.
Anyway.
Ooh, Spancer.
So yeah, everyone grab an XP and bank a bank boon. And we'll call it a night. So everyone, thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Thanks
everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Traveler out. Then. So this has been a Dice Haven podcast. Learn more at dicehaven.com and please rate, like, and review us wherever you get your podcast. We really appreciate it. Any background music and ambient sounds you hear were provided by tabletopaudio.com, with the exception of our intro music, which is stock media provided by Pond5. Thanks for listening.